Activating intuition. It is one thing to grasp the concept of something. It is an entirely different thing to live it. So let's map a simple pathway via which you can re-engage your sacred capacity of intuition. Discernment. When I entered seclusion, the 7.5 months in which I unplugged from human culture and was rewired to receive shortwave radio downloads from strata of consciousness well beyond ego-mind receptivity, and if this intrigues you, see Bird's Eye View, A Travel Guide to the Universe, for more detail. The most deeply attuned I've ever been for an extended period of time, I came into gentle, loving comprehension of this. In the realms of non-physical exploration, that is, anything beyond what your 5 physical senses can perceive, the only skill you truly need is discernment. What is discernment? It is the honed ability to distinguish between benevolent and malevolent forces. With this, you are inherently in a state of safety. Without this, you are at risk. Discernment is something that we all possess. It is an innate attribute wired directly into us as design team masterminded us. The current predicament is, it is dormant in virtually all of us. For reasons we won't go into in detail here, we have been literally taught in our culture, modeled by generation after generation, to give our power away, to rely on outside sources to reflect to us who we are. We have been taught to accept without question whatever someone or something suggests that we are. And so our ability to know for ourselves has become dangerously weak. To reactivate your innate capacity to discern, you must remember how to sense subtle energy. And as you do this, you must relearn how to hear with precision what it is communicating to you. As you do this, you will naturally distinguish between loving, highly intelligent, wholesome, high vantage, benevolent sources and intentions, and those that are partial, self-focused, manipulative, and destructive in their intent. As you enter the realms of subtle energy with your discernment in hand, this distinction between benevolence and malevolence becomes completely unambiguous. Discernment becomes as clear as night and day. As with all of ego's experiences, to remain outside of an idea is to not know it. To enter within it is to discover it and thus to be empowered. Leverage. To leverage you, that is, to defossilize you, to mobilize you, like a crowbar loosening free a strata of sedimentary rock, into availability to rapidly activate your intuition. Why wait? It is prudent to identify, what are you afraid of? For attuning to intuition is attuning to what is just beyond the seen and felt and heard and smelled and tastable by your 5 physical senses. Attuning to intuition is going blind with your physical eyes so that you can begin to see with your internal eyes. By the way, this is completely metaphoric. You by no means go literally physically blind. It's as if you close your physical eyes from time to time, or always to a degree, in order that you may perceive more clearly what your inner senses are communicating to you. This metaphor aptly describes quieting your outer senses in order to hear the still, small voice within. As long as you have discernment in tandem with intuition, there is absolutely no danger to you. You are safer than safe. Let's demonstrate this. Tell me something you're afraid of. Now notice, is this fear you're feeling past or present? If it seems present, is it more accurate to say that it's projected into the possible future? Where is this fear? And how do you know this? To wholeheartedly, boldly launch into rediscovering your intuition, your oxygen mask, your inspiration lights, you need to be able to distinguish between real and imagined danger. This is so vital. If you yearn to illuminate the distinction between real and imagined danger absolutely surely for yourself, I recommend you read the essay Awakening Instinct, in Awakening Instinct, Running the Gauntlet, Windows Through Time, a trilogy. 99.9% of the fear you experience is precautionary. It is your ego, bless its beautiful intentions, attempting to protect you from what might be. Yet it is not a present danger now. If there was a real and true danger to your well-being right now, your instinct would already have moved you out of the line of danger, so fast, in fact, that your ego mind wouldn't have had time to think. That's how lightning speed instinct's responses to real danger are. You need to relearn to remember that it is instinct that saves you from danger. Ego never does. Failure and mistakes. To reactivate your intuition, your ability to notice it and successfully reap the rewards of its sterling guidance, you need to be willing to fail. Willingness is the key here. Why is being willing to fail so pivotal? Because ego, in its best attempt always to ensure your physical and psychic safety, your sanity, will opt for keeping you in territory it is familiar with. Ego's definition of failure is stepping outside of its comfort bounds, looking like a fool, falling flat on its face, standing isolated from the flock, appearing like an outsider, being different than the crowd. None of these spell death. They merely spell possible embarrassment. And even that is often subjective, that is, experienced only internally, rather than actually being perceived by those observing. To follow intuition, you will step out of the crowd. You will step into you. Intuition's primary purpose is to reinflate you with your soul, with your more expansive, omniscient self. It will always entice you beyond what you already know. It, your intuition, is commissioned with shifting your ego from its current Commission 1 limitations to the co-pilot empowerment of its Commission 2 seat. To do so, it must introduce and invite your ego, you, into new territory. Here's the key, the golden egg. Nothing is new to your soul. Your soul knows everything. It is only the ego aspect of you that is living in a shadow of what is possible. It is only the ego aspect of you that can possibly not know the great mysteries of all that is. Intuition, lovingly, powerfully, trustworthily, lifts you beyond ego's former familiarity into your memory of the greatest splendors you have ever known. Let us mine this fully now and empty out the rot. Have you ever made a mistake? Have you ever failed? Have you ever died because of it? What is a mistake? What is failure? And who deems it so? Reflect for a moment. Remember a time in your life when you perceived that you failed, that you made a mistake. Now contemplate, how have you gained from this? Reflect long and deep. How has that particular experience changed you positively? If you look penetratingly enough, you will find that there was a positive outcome to every failure, even if it seems to be a very inconsequential transformation or beneficial outcome. Given this context, this new light of perceiving what is, why is it so important to be willing to fail? Failing is doing something other than what we, or what we perceive someone else might, expect of ourselves. Not failing, then, is staying inside the wheel of time, staying on the familiar path despite the costs. It is your willingness to follow the still small voice within that makes you an intuitor. Where it leads you will be different. It will be new. A little degree, so infinitesimally small that you and others may barely detect it. Or huge, so magnificently enormous that your entire life and worldview is forever transformed. It is your willingness to know the heart of God that is required. All else will be bestowed upon you.